The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
You know, if you are a fan of any college program, and especially a big-time Power 5 college program. It really doesn't have to be that, but you know where I'm going. You better enjoy the good times when they're around, because the bad times could come at the drop of a hat. It was not that long ago, within about 5 or 6 years, that the Louisville Cardinals had a national championship quality basketball team, won a national title in 2013 that was later vacated, but nevertheless. Bobby Petrino in Louisville had a Heisman Trophy winner in Lamar Jackson. They were one of the top teams in college football. He competed for the Heisman Trophy the next year. And the baseball team went to a College World Series in 2013 and 2017. Now think about Louisville now. And think about Rick Pitino is gone. Bobby Petrino just got fired for a Louisville football team that's terrible. And Papa John and the disgrace of that pizza founder. And they're trying to figure out the naming rights to the stadium. When the good times come, enjoy them, because you never know when the bad times are coming. There's a lot of corruption in college sports that can lead to a downfall of a program. There's a lot of times where you just lose players and you just lose the ability to win. Just like what happened with Bobby Petrino. Sometimes scandal, you know, hits a major donor, like what happened with, again, Papa John and naming the stadium after him and all that good stuff. You never know when it's going to hit. You never know when it's going to come, but it can come, and it can come pretty hard. And I feel for Louisville because, again, there was a time, and I remember talking about how good that program was having it. There was just it just felt like it was a moment in the sun. Where, like, rarely do you get all three sports that seem to be on top of their game, but there was a time where Louisville baseball, Louisville football, Louisville basketball were all ranked, were all competing for championships, or at least had potential for championships. And now they've really fallen on some hard times. We'll talk some about the NFL coming up in this weekend. And again, what we are seeing that is deceptive and what is seeing that is right on the money when in terms of teams now in week 10 of the National Football League. And yes, I'll give you a quick thought, not a huge thought, a quick thought on what you might see tonight between two lousy football teams on Monday Night Football. That's coming a week before what we get is one of the biggest games in Monday Night Football. It's next on SB Nation Radio.
Every day can't be hat day.
Take off your hat.
Stop worrying about your hairline today by visiting forhims.com/cheer. That's forhims.com/cheer. Back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so we're going to do that little game, Ron, where if the playoffs were to start today, You'd get Alabama, Michigan, and you'd get Notre Dame, Clemson. Is it happy with those? Happy with that? Settle in and dig those matchups?
I can get into
I'd
it.
I'm in. Alabama, Michigan especially. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I could watch that.
Harbaugh versus Saban.
I like that. Alabama only had 24 points in their game against Mississippi State, but more importantly, they held Mississippi State to nothing. And they have back-to-back shutouts.
So here's my question.
Offensively, they've kind of got going against good defenses. You know, they're right. They're scoring in the 20s. But then they go, well, if we're not going to be able to score 50, let's just make sure the other team doesn't score at all.
Well, it seems like they're almost taking it a little easier now, too. Well, I was watching that game against Mississippi State. They just look like an NFL team.
They look much better. They look much better than their opponents. That's the difference, right?
So here's the question. Right, so who they play? It was LSU 2 weeks ago.
State, yeah.
Mississippi State this past weekend. Both they shut out both those teams. They're playing against the Citadel this weekend. Do they even make it past the 50?
If the Citadel scores 3 points, they should make T-shirts. Like if I was the Citadel marketing department and my team scores 3 points, all I need is a lousy field goal. Send a kid out there to kick a 70-yarder for all I care.
Yeah,
if they
why
just
not?
Need 3 points. If they can just get 3 points, right, I would make T-shirts. And because of the Citadel Bulldogs, I would do something a little risque.
Uh-oh.
About how my Bulldog scores more than your Bulldog and have like a Bulldog with like a grin on his face.
Yeah,
That's the T-shirt.
MSU.
Yeah.
Maybe that's on his collar.
Exactly. Like, yes. That's where I would go if I was the Citadel. That's what I would be making. I would be making. All they need is three. They got to get three.
Well, you would have said the same thing with LSU and Mississippi State,
right? Oh, no,
you guys can at least get three. LSU. I mean, that game was ridiculous because LSU was in field goal territory time and time again.
Mississippi State has one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the country in Nick Fitzgerald, who can throw and run, mostly run, but he's as dual threat as dual threat comes. They had nothing. I mean, they had 6 first downs and 190 yards in the game. They had nothing. So the Citadel, obviously, now they're going to have a hard time scoring. However,
if you can get just three.
Just three
Citadel, lousy
trust
points.
Me on this. You'll sell. I'm giving you $1 million idea. You'll sell 1,000 of them in Charleston. Just have a cartoonist create a sly look, a bulldog smiling like he's well satisfied, and then play on the words of your bulldog scores more than their bulldog, and just make a shirt out of it.
And then just slide a small percentage to that's Tony DeSiri,
right.
Care of SB Nation AM.
Exactly. Just cut me a piece of the pie and. A little small piece, and you're good to go. That's all you need. 3 points. That's all you need. God, I'm going to watch that game now in earnest.
Oh, and you know what's going to happen. I just hope it's in the first quarter, not the fourth quarter, because in the fourth quarter, you're going to be like, oh, well, Saban was playing all his like fourth string guys.
Yeah, exactly. Showing respect to the Citadel.
By that time, it was over.
Institution and doesn't want to embarrass them. And
yeah, so I got into this conversation on Saturday, and the conversation centered around the Giants, New York Football Giants.
Who are playing tonight.
Who are playing? Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, we got to get into that, but go ahead.
Should they tank next year? Because next year is the year you want to be after
too.
A quarterback. Because
That's
to
right.
me, the way Tua Tagovailoa looks when he's playing out there, he reminds me of Russell Wilson.
Oh, he does. He does.
Just
the guy I really want is Trevor Lawrence of Clemson.
Okay.
Because he's got size now, but he's a freshman, so he's not going to be able to come out for 2 more years.
So you got to tank, be the Sixers.
Yeah.
Tank like the Sixers.
Now, if you're the Giants, that's too far away to tank. You got to get your quarterback this year. Yeah, that's a good
point. But that's the problem. Is there a quarterback coming out this year that really excites you?
Like Drew Lock. Justin Herbert of Oregon is supposed to be a pretty good prospect, although I'm not of that skill.
Yeah, it just seems like this year.
I can see a guy, like, for me, here's how I roll. If I see a guy with size and a good arm, I'm like everybody else, right? Those are the tools I look at if you're going to be a good prospect. Now, if you don't have those, if you're a little bit lacking in size, like if you're a Drew Brees type and you're not huge, you're not 6'4", right? Then I look for some intangibles, but
sometimes I've had good, I've had conversations with NFL scouts where their level of knowledge and their level of in-depth intuitiveness on a quarterback is a lot different than me. So I've heard that there are a couple, I don't think they're like Tua could be really fun in the next level, but because here's the deal with Tua. He runs and he throws a beautiful pass. I mean, he throws a really good football.
He got a really good touchdown. That's why I say he reminds me of Russell Wilson, but I think he throws better than Russell.
I do, too.
He just has a better touch on that ball.
And he lays that thing in. He's got touch. He's got accuracy. He can throw on the run. I mean, he's got a lot of different ways he throws that football around. I like that.
So whoever's the number one draft pick next year, or not next year, the year after that, you're in a bit of luck.
Yeah. So tonight's Monday Night Football game could get postponed, canceled, moved. What are they going to do with it?
They should just cancel it. Why even bother playing? Like, what's it going to prove?
You got to help me with a little geography, California geography. So okay, the wildfires
the
that are
state
going
is
on
really,
right now,
the state is really, really long.
It's really long.
And just picture the entire thing on fire.
Okay, so the whole, like, where
the
is
entire
the fire?
State is on fire.
The entire state is on fire.
Well, there's actually three fires. There's one in Northern California, north of Sacramento.
Is that different, and was that differently started than the fires that they're dealing with in Southern California?
I mean, you're talking the distance between Sacramento and Los Angeles is roughly about 400 miles.
Yeah, so that's like New York to, like, I don't know,
D.C.
North Carolina or something like that.
From L.A. to Sacramento, it's roughly a six-hour drive. So if you're in New York,
it's a long drive,
if you're in New York and you're driving to D.C., that's roughly 6 hours. You'll cross many, many states. In California, you remain in one. It's kind of boring.
All right.
So, yeah, those fires are completely separate. That fire, I guess, is the deadlier one.
Okay.
Because that's the one that's claimed a lot of lives. It actually has wiped out an entire town, which is... weird, it's like unfathomable to think of, but there was a town called Paradise, California. I don't know if they rebuild or what they do, but the entire town is burnt to the crisp.
I've been reading some of these horror stories. I mean, horror stories. Like, there's a video that was going on social media of a dad singing to his kid while they drove, and fire is all around them. Everywhere you look, he's driving on this road, and there's fire everywhere. And he's singing to his child to calm her down because she's petrified, as I would be if I was in that car.
God bless him.
Because my kids would rather get out and walk in the middle of a fire than listen to me scream in panic if I was in that vehicle. And that father calming his kid down, singing her a song. That is Father of the Year stuff.
Yeah.
That's incredible, because that's petrifying to me. That was petrifying. But people going, I'm smelling smoke, I'm in my house, I'm not sure, you know what, I think I need to leave, but you know what, I need to make sure my neighbors are good, so in the middle of the night we're getting up and we're packing our things and we're leaving, or we're just grabbing a few things and knowing it's all going to be gone, because the fire is coming.
No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I've gone through, when I lived in San Diego and in L.A., well, more so in San Diego, I've evacuated once because of a wildfire. When I was in San Diego.
Okay.
And even though the fire wasn't really close to getting to our house, they were just evacuating everybody in that area. At the time, it was the worst fire in California history. And about 1 million people evacuated San Diego.
Wow.
And it was all northern San Diego. It was because this fire just literally started off into some wooded areas out in the country and just made its way all the way to the ocean.
So... The tonight's game, so they're, what they're talking about for tonight's game is air quality.
The fire is nowhere near San Francisco, but all the smoke is being blown that way.
And this was a problem, or at least this was a concern yesterday with the Raiders-Chargers game.
Yes.
People were wearing masks.
No, you could smell it. You could most certainly smell it from far away.
And so now they're thinking, well, the fire's obviously not out. And we've had another extra day that it could be actually pretty bad. Now, I don't know where on a map, I don't know where Levi Stadium is in relation to the fire than Oakland Coliseum is related to the fire. But I'm assuming it's closer, being it's more inland than Oakland because it's in Santa Clara. So I'm assuming it's closer. So I'm assuming that it might be worse air quality. I don't know. But that's the concern that they have.
Yeah.
Is that the air quality from these fires maybe So I don't know what you do if the NFL, what you do if you're the NFL. I don't know how you process. Like,
well,
you just cancel it, or you just
well,
make it up?
If for
I mean, you make it up because there's revenue here. And,
I don't know what they do. I remember when the fire where I evacuated, it was called the Witch Creek Fire in San Diego. They postponed the Chargers game.
Okay.
The Chargers were supposed to be playing on a Sunday. Now, the fire was nowhere near, and the air quality was fine, but it was the fact that their stadium was being used as an evac center.
Got it.
And so
okay.
You had, you know, everyone, the parking lots were filled with people who were just displaced from the houses. You couldn't house a football game there.
That makes sense.
So what had happened, the game was supposed to be played on Sunday, and I remember it was, I don't remember who they were supposed to play against, but they ended up moving it to Arizona for Monday night.
Oh, okay.
For a Monday night. So it was like a second Monday night football game. And they ended up just moving it there because, you know, the Cardinals weren't used. I know they weren't playing against the Cardinals. I knew they wouldn't give them a free home game. But it was just their game got moved because at that time the Chargers, you know, records mattered. This is one of those games where it's like, does it really matter with the Giants and the Niners?
Yeah, I mean,
if they had to cancel.
Not playing it. I mean, they could give each team a tie and call it, you know,
call
whatever.
It a day.
And call it a day, but
I don't think we're going to be missing anything. It's not like
no,
anyone.
But,
I mean, I guess the only issue would be, you know.
But what if you lose out on the first round draft pick because the Giants didn't have to play tonight?
Right. Or
the 49ers are getting it. Because,
or I guess the only other thing is, what if there's numbers in the contract?
Yeah, and then that becomes an issue too. Yeah, but there's also revenue. I mean, they don't want to give up the revenue, and it's still. I mean, they'll still have enough people there to make it financially viable. But I mean. I don't know. It's a tough situation to be in because the air quality, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal. It's not just players, it's fans and all that. That would be a good reason to not have the game.
Yes,
Lightning,
but I would say this.
Like, that's a difference. Like, if you have a lightning storm in the area, look, if you start the game at 10:30 at night Pacific time, okay. If you have a lightning storm, you wait it out and you say, look, it is what it is. We're playing this game until 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay. But air quality is not something that just is going to be cleared up overnight. It's not going to be something that's going to be cleared up tomorrow.
Not at all.
Right?
But
as long as those fires are going, it could be worse.
But I would say this would be my suggestion for the Chiefs and the Rams is to go play in that type of air quality.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Because not only are they going to have high altitude, Mexico City is one of the smoggiest places on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Just kind of get your lungs used to hacking, pretty much.
All right, 800-777-2907 if you want to get into the conversation on the NFL from Week 10. Also, college football playoff rankings will come out tomorrow. 800-777-2907 on SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, SB Nation AM as we roll along. Tony D, Ron Culver. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts on Black Friday and be one of the first 25 customers to make a purchase. You'll receive a free limited edition O'Reilly Auto Parts hat. Plus, check out the 5-day sale from November 23rd to November 27th. Mark your calendars now. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. All right, so Ron, you give me a nice little.
You got a fire education.
I got an education on the wildfires in California. So
yeah, it's just dry brush. That's what it is. And California, like I was telling you off air, California got an enormous amount of rain last year, which, you know, water tends to grow plants.
Yeah, it does.
But then what happens in the summertime is that, you know, California is a very, very dry state. It doesn't rain that often. You might have heard that song, "It Never Rains in Southern California." That's kind of true.
Yes,
it's kind of true.
The pores.
And when it does, when it does rain, it's like, you know, I'm looking outside today. Today is a very cold, drizzly day in Houston. And it's like a steady drizzle. It's just constantly, steadily wet. And in California, you don't have that. Either it's raining or it's not. And so what you have right now is they had a huge, huge season, not this past year, the year prior to that, where they had so much rain, so much water, it actually took them out of their drought, a historic drought that they were in for that they built up for like 20 years. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, lakes were disappearing. Lakes were vanishing.
I remember. remember that in Colorado, living in Colorado, we were in the drought, and you'd go up to the mountains, and there was an A&W root beer my wife and I used to drive an hour or two just because of the scenery, and just because we could have a nice ice cream and just see God's country, and it was forever. So we would take our little boy up there, and that was a nice little hour drive.
Right.
We'd have a little ice cream, and we'd sit by the lake. And every year, that lake would get smaller and smaller and smaller. And I remember telling, you know, like 5 years in, we used to do it all the time. 5 years in, I'm like, that doesn't look good. And you're right. It just shrinks. It started shrinking. And you just, when it's noticeable like that, it's kind of scary because you're seeing, you know, Mother Nature work in a very weird way that you know is detrimental. It's like, this is not good. So yeah, you're right. So that's a nice little education on the wildfires. Yeah. It's just sad.
It's
you said, towns are getting wiped out, homes are gone.
Yeah, and I mean, and you will hear more about houses getting wiped out now because California has grown so much, especially Southern California. It's just grown so much that the only place they can go is into the mountains.
Yeah.
So they start building houses. This one's going to garner more attention just because of the houses that they are destroying, which are notably celebrities. You know, when it reaches over to the Malibu side, we all think about, you know, the what was that TV show? 2 and a Half Men, where, you know, Charlie Sheen's character had a house on the beach. You know, a lot of celebrities do have houses on the beach, but once they get them, they don't get rid of them.
No, they don't.
So the next best thing, if you need to live in Malibu because you're a celebrity and that's where you need to be, you go into the foothills, you go into the mountainside where you have an unobstructed view. Your house sits on a cliff or a ridge, so to speak, looking over the Pacific Ocean. You're not close to the beach at all. It's not walking distance, but you have this unobstructed view of the Pacific Ocean. It's beautiful. Problem is, you're up in the mountains. And so when a fire starts raging down, the fire doesn't care. And it's just going to rage right through your house.
So those are a number of wildfires going on in California. It could affect the Monday night game tonight. But more importantly, it's affecting people's homes and their livelihood and where they live. And, you know, just everything. So our prayers and thoughts go out there. And hopefully they'll get that contained, and I don't know how you do it. I don't know. Smarter men than me will be able to figure that out.
They just need the winds to die down, and they need to have some get some moisture in the air.
It's mainly
just the winds dying down. Like what they usually do, they'll backburn, and it's the craziest thing. Like the firefighters, they'll see the fire coming, so they'll burn an area like miles ahead of it. And so
they'll just
burn that whole area, and it's a controlled burn for them. They'll just burn all that. So by the time the fire reaches there, they hope that it reaches that line. It's just, well, the fire doesn't have
no fuel.
The problem is that with these winds, the Santa Ana winds, like I was telling you, that blow 50, 60 miles per hour, that it throws those embers way up into the sky. It could go hundreds of miles and still be lit.
Yeah, and then they land, and they're lighting up whatever they land, right? I mean, now it's multiplying. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the good thing about this is that the way the wind is blowing is heading towards the ocean. So you can blow all the embers to the ocean. You're not going to, you know, hopefully the ocean doesn't catch on fire. If that's it, then we're in biblical times. Then
I know.
Doesn't matter about football, basketball, baseball. It doesn't matter anymore.
I spent 10 years in Colorado, and the snowpack stories were every year. Every year was how much snowpack was up there. What does that mean for the drought? What does that mean? And so it was weird to move to an area like Tennessee where there wasn't a concern. It was raining all the time. It was too much rain. They were worried about flooding and streets flooding. And so it was weird because I had always been drought watching the snowpack, watching the drought, making, you know, we'd have water restrictions. We'd mow your lawn on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's it. And then you know, moving to Tennessee, and it rains constantly. And so it's just a weird transition after going 10 years with being concerned about a drought. So I can absolutely see where this is, you know, where that's going. So nice little education, but I hope it gets contained and taken care of, not just for the football sake down the road. All right, 800-777-2907 is the telephone number. We continue to look at week 10 in the National Football League. All right, one of the things tonight, look, tonight's game, if they play it, is not obviously two good teams, right? They're two terrible teams. Look, I remember last Thursday, San Francisco Nick Mullins came in. He had one of those perfect nights, rookie making his debut. Nobody ever heard of him before. And he lights the Raiders on fire and he takes over the night. And that night belonged to him. And it was kind of a special evening. Does it continue? I don't know. We've seen this sort of feel-good story before only fizzle out later on. Maybe it has some carryover. Maybe it doesn't. I'm more concerned because I'm a larger picture guy. I'm more concerned about Eli Manning. Is tonight the beginning of the end? Is tonight where does Manning throw two picks early and gets benched, and then that's
pretty
much all
tonight his last game?
Is tonight his last game? I mean, there's a number of things tonight
That's the only reason why to watch tonight could be the final performance of Eli Manning.
I mean, is Nick Mullins even starting tonight? Is somebody back? Or I don't even care about that. I care about Manning. I care about where that legacy is going, because the Giants' backup quarterback, didn't he get pulled over and arrested for something and just recently? And now he possibly could be in line to give it a whirl tonight and as a backup, or is it Alex Tanny who's their backup? I don't know, but we could be seeing a backup for the Giants tonight if Eli Manning struggles. And that to me is the bigger story. Where does Manning's career go? Where is it heading? Is it heading towards him forcibly saying, all right, this is it. It's the end of the road. I'm not playing for any other team but this team. And if this team doesn't want me, I'm calling it quits. Or does Manning find does he do a Johnny Unitas and just play for somebody he doesn't care about a couple of years where he's just hanging around just to hang around a little bit longer because he doesn't want to get in plays for some other team? I don't know.
Just so you know, CJ Beathard is healthy.
All right.
Nick Mullins is getting the start.
Is getting the start. Because I was wondering about CJ Beathard because I didn't think he was out for a very long period of time. But they're going to go with Nick Mullins, who electrified everybody last Thursday against the Raiders. SB Nation Radio.
Waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Still waiting on that big payout? You wouldn't have to if you joined BetDSI. Whether it's basketball, football, hockey, you name it, your favorite teams are there. Get off the sideline and bet with the best. Play big, win big, and get paid anytime with BetDSI. When you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get a 125% bonus. That's a 25% extra bonus. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code WIN125. That's a 125% bonus. That's BetDSI.com. Use code WIN125. All right, so again, the week 10 in the National Football League yesterday, Sunday's games, a few surprises, nothing really out of the ordinary. I thought the Bills score was outrageous. I thought the Browns win was a pleasant surprise. I thought the Tennessee Titans beating the New England Patriots was something I did not see. I don't think very many people in my area thought they were going to see that. In fact, the people that I knew who were going to the game were New England fans who got their hands on tickets. There wasn't anybody who went, oh man, I got tickets to the game. I can't wait to see the Titans beat the Patriots. It was mostly my husband's a Patriots fan, or I'm going because I'm a Patriots fan. It was really kind of the opposite. But Tennessee put a nice little win on the board against the Patriots. But other than that, nothing really stood out. Now, statistically, and we talked about this earlier, Tampa Bay's 500 yards of offense and 3 points was weird. That was just, you don't see that. In fact, the last time you saw that. Yeah, that is. That is amazing. The last time it happened was in 1986, so 32 years ago. You have to go all the way back to 32 years ago. Now, I'd like to know that game because the article that I read that in said it was San Francisco. So I really like to know how Joe Montana and that 49ers team in 86 didn't score 80 points.
Who'd they play?
Like, who did they play where they put up 500 yards of offense? Who did Joe Montana play where he put up 500 yards of offense in 86 and didn't score a touchdown? I got to look that up because that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I mean, look, I didn't watch the Tampa Bay game, but I was watching it on Red Zone when I would flip back and forth. I spent so much time with the Titans-Patriots game. It was silly. But I was watching Red Zone flipping back and forth, and it was just this comedy of errors, like fumble, interception, bonk, missed field goal. I mean, it was just you take the highlights of the mistakes and make a Keystone Cops video. That was the Buccaneers game yesterday. See Nick Chubb's 92-yard run against the Falcons? That's amazing. That's great. Don't give Greg Williams any more reason to be egotistical. Just please don't. But that's exactly what you were supposed to do with Nick Chubb, Hugh Jackson. That's exactly what you were supposed to do with them. Run them and run them a lot. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes was sacked 5 times. That's a hidden statistic in their win against Arizona. It looks like they kind of cruised a little bit, 26-14. Didn't light up the scoreboard, didn't feel like they had to. But Arizona got to Patrick Mahomes a few times in that game. That offensive line is struggling a little bit for the Chiefs. If it's struggling next week against the Rams, Rams are going to win that game. Rams can come at you and come at you hard defensively. They got to Russell Wilson a number of times, too. So Saints are great.
I have the answer because they.
Oh, you did. I found the game.
It's a news or something to do with Tampa Bay. So they broke it down all by numbers.
Okay.
And they had 0 teams before the Bucs on Sunday that had gained 500 yards on offense but scored only 3 or fewer points.
Okay, so.
So they were the first one.
So they're the first one to do it.
To do 3 or fewer.
Okay.
The 86 Niners gained 501 yards and scored 6 points.
2 field goals or a touchdown
yes,
and extra point?
I would have to. It doesn't say.
Okay.
Their opponent was also Washington.
Oh, so they were playing the Redskins. I'm going to look that up. I got to look that up.
This was 32 years ago.
All right, I'm going to look that up because that I want to know that because if they scored a touchdown and missed an extra point, then that would mean I'm trying to think. That would put them on the kind of the same level as the Bucs, but not quite. 49ers that year went 10-5-1. All right, I'm looking this up. This was against the Redskins, you say, where
yes.
The game was 14-6 was the final score.
I didn't have the final score. I just they just scored
6. It was 2 field goals. I'm looking it up now. Joe Montana was 33 of 60 for 441 yards with 3 interceptions that game. Okay, so there's our answer. It was part of a 4-turnover day for the Niners in 86. The Niners were, let's see, had 83 yards rushing, nothing really, anything stands out. 501 total yards, as you mentioned, had a fumble and lost the fumble, and 3 interceptions by Joe Montana, settled for 2 field goals. That's the game. That's the game of similar statistical-wise to what the Buccaneers did yesterday. Redskins were, 9-2 at the end of that game. So that was the 86 season?
Yeah, that's the Giants.
Okay, so
right?
Giants'
year?
That was the year. No, that was the year Redskins won the Super Bowl.
Was that Redskins?
Yeah, because the 80. All right, so the no. It was the Giants. No. It was. Hold on. Okay, now I'm trying to figure this out.
Would have been the 87 Super Bowl.
86 was the Giants. You're right. 87 Super Bowl was the Giants. All right, so this was the Giants' year. The next year, the Redskins won the Super Bowl. So this was a 9-2 Redskins team.
But how about
the Giants?
That?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Giants shut out on their way to the Super Bowl.
How about that though? In the same breath, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Joe Montana.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can throw other names too, because they have what was the other one? There's 8 games in NFL history in which a quarterback passed for 400 yards but didn't throw any touchdowns. Yeah,
Ryan Fitzpatrick's now on that list.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's on that list. There's a lot of great names on this list. Bernie Kosar in 86.
Okay.
Joe Montana in 86. Boomer Esiason in 87. Warren Moon in 91. Mark Brunell in 96. Mark Stafford.
Mark Brunell, nice.
Matt Stafford has done it twice. 2012 and 2017.
Oh, goodness. Matt Stafford. So there you go. That's Buccaneers now in rare territory here. 500 yards of offense and couldn't get a touchdown. What kind of game is that?
Yeah, I mean,
like, what a weird game. If you were at that game yesterday against Washington, you would have left the stadium going, I don't really know what I watched, right? We didn't look bad, just kept screwing up when we got to the red zone. They had 2 missed field goals and 2 turnovers in the red zone yesterday. Way to go, Redskins. Way to go, Redskins, for pulling that feat off twice.
I know. So we can say 32 years from now, will they do it again?
They will do it again, right?
Mark it down, guys. Place your bet in Vegas right now.
Oh, God. That's so
Because
awesome.
It actually it said on here, it says almost to the day.
Yes, you're right. this. Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to look up the date for that game. It was November 17th.
So, I mean, almost to the
day. Monday night football game.
Yeah, so we're looking at November 11th. Yeah, November 7th.
About the same time.
So 32 years from now, whoever the Redskins are playing during this week, put money down.
That's right.
They will not only will they win, they will. I guess now they have to. You know, they went from 6 to 3. Now like somebody's got to go 500 plus yards of offense and score none, or maybe 2. I don't know.
I was reading Peter King's column this morning, and he was talking about Philip Rivers. He interviewed Philip Rivers, and I know you and I talked about this over the summer. The fact that Rivers gets driven now from his home in San Diego, wherever he lives, and what part of San Diego he lives in, to Los Angeles. It's an 80-mile one-way trip. It's a 160 miles round trip. But the cool thing is he gets driven and he's in a car that's got like video where he can basically watch his game film. And he's talking about how this has made him more efficient because he doesn't have to get to work at 6 a.m. He's now in the car by 6 a.m. and that's where he does his film watching. And, you know, however long it takes him to get there in traffic or if it's whatever it is, he's absorbing all of that film. And he's also getting home at about the same time because he's doing the exact same thing. He's being able to leave early to watch his film on the way home. And now, of course, his kids get to grow up in the same schools, the same friends, and they're in the same neighborhood, et cetera, and he's just taking this trip back and forth. And I'm telling you, I started thinking about this, and I think that's a little bit of a factor here, given that Rivers, this has got to be more comfortable for him, like being in the car watching film, and you know, like on my way to work, I've got a routine now. I'm still with my family, no distractions, right? I'm wondering if that plays a factor. Reading this, he sounded very enthusiastic that he has this in his life. The ability to get in a car, somebody's driving, somebody handles the traffic. It probably doesn't even occur to him he's in traffic because he's watching film.
Yeah, I mean, so if you think about it, if he was to do this at their training facility, then there's probably a coach in there with him. Or maybe there's the backup quarterback. Or there's other noise and factors going around. You hear someone walking down the hallway laughing. You want to say, oh, what was that? I want to know what that joke was. Or if he's watching game at home, you and I both know, it's like you don't have 5 minutes at home until everybody's asleep.
No kidding.
Until it's like 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. Well, yeah, it's like 800, right?
Right?
He's got a small village.
He's got a ton of kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's probably no downtime. So, I mean, for him, this is probably the best opportunity. When he gets home, he leaves work in the car, and he just can be dad. And he'd be dad to his 8 kids. Like, hey, I've already done all my homework. I'm good to go.
But he's in a really good position, too, because he's, like he was saying.
So do we start to see this being mimicked?
Yeah, I know. He's saying, hey, look, I get to have my film session in my car on my way. And then I get to do another film session on my way home. And now so it's not like he's saying, look, it's a 2-hour drive or whatever it is with traffic, 2.5, whatever it is. I'm now getting home much later. And he's like, I'm leaving so I can be home in time, accounting for the ride back, and I'll be doing work in the car. And that's made him, I think it's freedom. I think you're right. I think it's freedom up from distraction. He's able to just, hey, listen, I'm in the car for however long. And when I'm done, I'm done. And if it takes longer because of something, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's longer to watch film. So if there's an accident on I-5 or whatever it is, it doesn't matter to me. I'm watching film and I'll just keep watching film until I get there. And I think it's made him happier. So I give him kudos for that. That's a pretty, who, now how does, my question is, maybe I'll ask this coming back. How does the driving work? Does the driver hang out in LA until it's time to go back?
Yeah.
he gets up at 5 in the morning to pick Rivers up at 6, then hangs around Los Angeles for the whole day until it's time to go pick him up, and then picks him up and drives him. Everybody goes home.
Yeah, because he can't Uber.
Yeah, no. That's not a bad deal. That's not a bad gig.
Yep, but all you do is you just drive back and forth. I mean, is he a team-appointed driver?
Yeah, he might be. He might be. It'd be kind of cool to just hang around L.A. all day until it's time to. Yeah, he might be at the facility, in the cafeteria, having a cup of coffee, waiting for the game to be, you know, practice to be over.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Probably some kid.
Just, Philip, let me know. I'm going to take a nap. Just let me know it's time to leave.
I'm 20-year-old in college. No, I'm doing online classes.
800-777-2907, SB Nation AM.
We'll be right back. This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, just for giggles, we went online and Googled Philip Rivers' car. You know, shame on us if we presented you the image of Philip Rivers with like a laptop, with a good battery, watching film. If we did that, we owe you an apology, because I was thinking
it was one of those TV VCR combos, right, you know, that used to have to bungee cord to an egg crate.
Plug it into the cigarette lighter, right? Try to get enough power from the car battery to power it up.
Make sure you unplug it when we put it in park, kids.
If we presented that, we owe you an apology, because that's not what Philip Rivers is taking to and from San Diego to the practice facility in Los Angeles. Philip Rivers is riding in the back seat of a two-seated car where it's like a limo with a wall, you know, the wall, the what do you call it? Barrier.
The partition.
Partition between you and the driver. And that partition is a big screen TV.
I bet you that screen moves up and down.
I bet it does. He's got three speakers along the top. And then he's got a computer on his on the right-hand side that controls all the video aspects of the ride in complete and utter comfort. There's a couple of cabinets, which I'm assuming.
Well, one of them I know is a mini fridge. I read that.
Yes, exactly.
I read that in the article. It does have a mini fridge.
Nice beverages. And basically a computer that controls how he wants to view the video and how whatever video he wants to. So let's say, screw it, he's playing the Raiders.
Lounge seats.
And lounge seats, that's right.
These are not your normal car seats. I'm sure that exactly. There's a footrest that pops up.
Let's say he wants to watch Smokey and the Bandit instead of watching Raiders tape. He can certainly do that on his drive up I-5 to the L.A. practice facility.
Can I just borrow this once? I would travel anywhere in this thing.
Listen, no wonder he's happy. Are you kidding? This is his office. It looks like a movie theater in a car. That's exactly what this is. It's a movie theater in a car. It's a $200,000 car. That doesn't include the driver's salary, of course, which I'm sure is a nice figure. Rivers and his wife have 8 children, by the way. They lived 13 years in San Diego.
I'm sure she jumps in the car with them saying, you know what, I need a break.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
I'm going to catch up on my shows.
Wow.
I'm going to catch up on Riverdale.
Takes about an hour and a half for the commute, and he's completely riding in the lap of luxury. Way to go, Philip Rivers. That's unbelievable. Well done. Good go for the Chargers.